5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Where have you gone?
I put moron number two on the phone.
I've socially distanced 300 kilometers away from you.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, of course we feel good. We're in lockdown, we're in isolation, we're doing everything we bloody well should, and we're still having fun. Because last time I checked, Fat, you're allowed to.
Yes, I think that's going to be banned soon.
Jim? No, I don't think. Well, not on air anyway. Maybe socially, but not when you're listening to us.
Exactly.
You can still enjoy yourself. Betty Klemenko speaking to us.
Oh,
Erebus, racing team head and a wonderful, wonderful lady. We can't wait to chat to Betty. Find out a bit about our man, Davey Reynolds, and if he's as loose with her as he certainly is with us. Benny Stratton is going to join us.
Speaking of loose. But Betty is the first female owner of a supercars, and looking forward to Benny too, Benny boy, because he's got a wedding coming up, Jim. That'll be interesting.
I know. We need to find out about that and his choice of groomsmen, which worries me enormously.
Yes.
But getting back to Betty, she loves her darts, and we like that. She's out the back having a dart. But she has given our man, Davey Reynolds, a 10-year contract.
The longest contract ever in the sport, probably in history. We'll ask Betty about that. She's full of tattoos, black boots. She lives in Vaucluse in Sydney, Jim, which is very
high-tech.
If you don't mind,
but
she's a bit of a bogan, she says. So I'm looking forward to.
Of course, she
Betty.
Is. We like that. Yes. So a big show coming up. Hello to you, Fat.
Ah, Jimmy, great to see you up there on the coast. You're looking magnificent. And hello to you.
Loving it.
Maybe not so magnificent, Rabs. But if you say Boilermaker, it's got nothing to do with what you just said. I'm just saying the sound of things should be what they are. Yes, Jim. If you're called a Boilermaker,
the sound of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh,
probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean?
Like pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef, though.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog. But most.
Rabs, just let him go.
Carpentry? We know what that is, a carpenter, right?
No.
Anyway.
So a carpenter explains what a carpenter does it?
Yeah, kind of, yes. But a boilermaker is totally the opposite what you'd think a boilermaker was. So anyway, that's all.
Yep.
What else we got? Now, Jim, I've got an update for you. Do we have any?
Yes, please.
Oh, do you want all sports?
Unlike the Saturday Rub where I had no intro.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Sponsor?
We haven't heard from Sorbent, our man, old wife.
Yeah, we heard from him on Friday.
I know, but we haven't heard since then. Have you got a delivery?
Oh, we need some product.
Yes,
exactly. No delivery.
No delivery,
and as we discussed, Bill, the old freckle,
Frank,
it gets a little raspy.
I need
wipes to deliver.
Wipes McGee. Hey, golf is banned in Victoria, Jim, which is a lot of golfers
disgraceful.
Are asking why. It is a fair question,
isn't it? It's disgraceful, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, you can play socially. I get the shutting of the clubhouse and I get the shutting of the pro shops. All of that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
But as a member of a golf club, you still should be able to turn up, hit some balls on the range as long as you appropriately distance.
Yes.
And you should be able to play because, Bill, you and I can play golf and we can get to the green, which is the only time you're ever anywhere near the bloke you're playing with anyway.
Spot on.
And I putt, pick my ball up with the glove out of the hole, and then you putt and we walk onto the next tee. It is easy.
And
I don't know why they're shut. They're not in New South Wales. They are here.
It looks like the rest of Australia will close golf clubs. But you don't have to pick the pin up, do you? You just leave the pin in there.
No.
But that's what golfers are saying, Jim. It's the sport social distancing at its best. Which is right.
I know, mate.
Yeah, so
especially where I hit the ball. No one's ever anywhere near there.
Well, I'm straight down the middle, so don't worry about that. New bottle shop limits, Jim. You'll like this one. There's new limits on bottle shops.
What's that?
You know what the limits are? Customers now can buy 2 slabs of beer Jim, 12 bottles of wine or 2 cask wine. And two bottles of spirits.
Jeez, you've gone well to plough through that.
That's an individual can do that, Jim. That's a new limit. That is unbelievable.
Crikey.
Only in Australia, my friend. That is unbelievable.
That's it.
I like that.
That's it.
What else? We've got Carlton's highly respected fitness boss, Andrew Russell, yes, has called for the AFL to implement a four-man bench with an additional two substitute players. Which kind of makes sense if we do come back and play. Limit the burnout on our players. So that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't like the substitute player thing, but I certainly think we've got to have a look at maybe even bench size when we come back.
Yeah, something like that. And also one that pricked my ears, Jim. Your old mate Caroline Wilson has suggested something about your beloved North Melbourne Footy Club. She said this last night on Footy Classified.
Every time I talk to a club, the team that keeps coming back is North Melbourne and the fact that they should have relocated to Gold Coast some years ago.
Who's saying these things? Other clubs?
Other clubs. And even within the AFL, there's a view that Tasmania should not be off the table, despite the fact it seems like an indulgence at the moment, and that North Melbourne should go to Tasmania.
Jim?
Caro, I would have thought the third degree burns you sustained taking that position for 10 years might have stopped you going there again. But, Bill, it just shows you some people will never learn. She knew nothing about the North Melbourne Footy Club when she was actually working. Now she's retired, she knows even less.
Right.
So here's what I say to Caro, let it go. You've embarrassed yourself long enough.
Mm-hmm. All right. It did prick my ears up there, Jim, because you were...
Bill, please. What? We're in the middle of a coronavirus shutdown of the competition. Now is not the time to be carrying on with that garbage. For a start, it's negative, while we're already dealing with enough negativity. But secondly, it is baseless garbage, and she knows it, and that makes what she says even worse.
All right. Fair enough, Jim. We'll move
what
on.
What else is in your wrap?
Well, I've got... have you been watching Survivor?
No.
Just today, if you can get the message through.
I never watched a second of it, Bill.
Because the All-Stars winner was announced last night, and it went to David Gannett, who calls himself self-named Golden God.
And he won, David Gannett.
Gannett. He won $500,000. He defeated Sian, who's a barrister, and Mo Hope was third. She done really well.
No Hope.
Yeah, Mo Hope.
Very good.
They said she had no hope, but let me tell you, she was really good. She finished third. So everyone's been watching Survivor. And there's another show, Jim, I'm going to alert your attention to. I haven't watched one episode, but everyone's talking about this new show on Netflix called Tiger King. Have you heard about it?
Oh, I have heard about that. Amazing.
What have you heard?
Oh, there's an American bloke, I didn't know he wasn't doing it anymore, but had at one stage something like 2,000 tigers in the States in captivity.
Well, he had
never knew that existed.
He had his own private zoo, apparently. I haven't seen it either. But he's got all different exotic animals. He hires a hitman to take out a rival zoo operator. Probably shouldn't tell everyone this, should we? Because they're watching it, are they? Right. Anyway, he's in jail, Jim. He's doing 22 years.
Thank you, Bill. But, so you've just given us the whole show.
But everyone's watching it. It's supposed to be unbelievable. So we'll put it out there. Someone will ring in and tell us all about it, I'm sure, Jim. But I'll tell you what, that's a mighty fine rap.
Is it?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll go to a break or a song, Raps?
No, we'll go to a song in excess, I think.
Inks.
All right. I reckon we'll go to a song and let's get Betty Klemenko on.
What a moment for Betty. Sensational job by the Erebus team.
I could have stayed in property, but I went towards my passion. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. If you do the job, you get the job.
Yes, indeed. And that is Betty Klemenko, the first female owner of the Supercars Erebus team with Davey Reynolds, our good friend. And she's on the line. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Betty.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, and we're, of course, talking to you because what's this doco? We've got I'd love to see this because there'll be some tense moments. There'll be a lot of love. There'll be a lot of Fs, I reckon, just bleeped out, I reckon. Betty, how's it going to go?
I'll tell you what, I think I would like to see what they put on the editing floor, but it will be really interesting. I think the first episode will be a little, not stiffer, but we're all getting used to being filmed, you know, 24/7. And as the season goes on, we get a little bit more effy and a little bit more I hit David more than I do in the beginning.
Betty, it's called Inside Line. We wanted Bill to do this, but he just forgot. So people who want to watch it, it's called Inside Line, a season with Erebus Motorsport, and it's no holds barred, Betty. Is that right?
Exactly right.
An 8-part doco, of course, and it's on Fox Sports tonight, 7 p.m. And so they are, the cameras are with you 24/7.
Yeah, we literally, when we arrive at track, they put a mic on us, and then, you know, dear little Lockie stood in the corner and just zoomed in on everyone. And we kind of forgot he was there. They just became part of the furniture. And, you know, when you go to the bathroom, you forget to turn it off. And then if you have conversations with people, you forget to turn it off. So, you know, and these, Lockie and the crew were amazing. They just kind of all put it together and made us actually look like heroes. But, you know, it was fun. It was fun to do because that's what kind of people we are, and especially me and Dave together. We tend to have our little battles.
Well, I want to ask you about that, Betty, because we're big fans of Dave. We've known him for years. We watch him go around. He gets into very good positions in races and then completely stuffs it up. And as you, the owner, that must get your blood boiling.
You know what? I honestly believe if you can't get over something in 15 minutes in supercars, you're in the wrong sport. But this is how I feel when I talk about David. I go, You know, it's very hard to talk about him. You know, he went for about, I don't know, a month or two that he didn't like the rain, and so everyone started calling him Disciplined Dave. But then he came good and started doing well in the rain. So Dave is very sensitive. He's a little precious petal. And, you know, you've got to go with his flow. And I'm the one that stands there yelling through the, you know, TV screen like you can hear me in the car going, put your elbows out, David. Put those freaking elbows out.
But, Betty, you must love him. You signed him to a 10-year deal, the longest contract between a driver and a supercars team.
Yeah, I still question myself on that. You know, I think maybe it's my penance that I have to pay for all the good times I've had. But, look, I love David. David fits right in with – I've got three sons, and David fits between the eldest and the middle one. And I don't know, he's just like another son, and that's how I treat him, you know. I'll go up and I'll pinch his cheek and go, you look guilty. What have you done?
Yeah.
You know, and then, or I try to get him involved in doing a prank or doing something really fun, and he says, I can't do that. I'm a driver. Oh. And I look at him and go, really? Really, David? You can't do it because I asked you to do it. I don't think.
Hey, Betty, we love you because you represent what's great about our country. I love how you say you're an eastern suburbs bogan over there in Sydney. It sits well with you. We see you on the screen. You love having a dart and you know rip into the, you know, after appropriately rip into enjoying yourself. You are loved by the racing community because of the way you are.
Oh, thank you. I don't know if they'd love me after they see me in the eastern suburbs. My husband and I were driving through Double Bay and saw all the people in the park, and my husband thinks was quite apt to yell out the window, this is not the freaking Olympics. This is not, you know, this is not the summer of Corona. You know, what are you idiots doing out there? So, you know, I think we earn our reputation.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And your best moment was the Bathurst win back in 2017. And how did you celebrate, Betty?
We didn't.
Oh.
Literally. Literally, you need to get yourself back to where you're staying. You pack your gear up, and I live in Sydney, so I drove straight back to Sydney, and everyone else is in Melbourne, so they kind of all celebrated, and my husband and I kind of looked at each other and went, okay, spaghetti for dinner?
Hey, Betty, can you work out how Tahan is with Dave Reynolds? Because we can't.
Yes.
And the next question.
So you'll be watching tonight.
I am
tonight.
So not getting involved in that
fair
part.
Enough. Fair enough. Actually, she's...
I don't know if I worry about him yelling at me or her.
Yeah. I think that's why he likes to get in the car and drive for as long as he can. But we're watching tonight Inside Line, a season with the Erebus Motorsport. Fox Sports at 7 p.m. You'll be sitting up there, Betty, with a vodka watching?
I think maybe a beer.
Oh, righto.
It's that kind of thing.
Go and do it, Betty. You're a bloody star. We love how you roll, and make sure you enjoy the series tonight on Fox. Starts at 7 p.m. Erebus Motorsport, of course, the Inside Line. But also continue doing what you do best.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget, if you want to catch up with all our podcasts, we're in isolation at home, all the Saturday Rub podcasts, just download the Triple M app.
And, of course, you can also do the Saturday Rub, the same thing, Rabsy. And the Saturday Rub coming up, Bill, we need to have a very close look at our man, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Because I can see on Instagram, hashtag ISOBrianDay11, the following words are written. As requested, I took a trip down memory lane and got some of the old VHS tapes out for a quiz. Oh. He's showing himself kicking goals against Fitzroy at the MCG. Brian, no one requested that. There's been no such request. Yeah, you've just gone and found tapes of yourself playing and put them on Instagram.
And who's he playing? He's playing against Fitzroy or someone, Jim.
He is. I don't even remember them being in the comments. Come on, Brian. He's commentating himself playing football. Bill, yes. we need to forensically drill into this on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly right, which we will do. We'll have a quiz. We'll have... great names from the 80s and 90s, Jim, which is a very good segment.
After it, we're replaying the 2016 Western Bulldogs Grand Final win as well.
Oh, and Brian's heavily involved in that too.
Yes, he is.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Oh, here we go. Now, Jim.
Bill, we're talking traffic party, and I'll tell you why. Because a very sensible man who goes by the name of...
Kevin from Bell Park...
contacted you on social media and said the following. All roadworks should happen during the lockdown because there's no traffic on the roads anyway. Is that what he said?
Spot on.
Smart man, Kev. He also said by attacking the roadworks now, we can employ a lot of the people who have lost their jobs.
Again, I thought it was a good idea.
Very, very good. So well done to you, Kev, down there in Bell Park. You're a card-carrying member of the traffic party. Mind you, nearly everyone in Victoria is, because it's about the only politicians that making any sense at the minute. So, Bill.
What?
Beyond what Kev suggested, here are some more traffic party policies that are going to get put in place very, very quickly.
Righto. I'm writing them down.
20% off your rego for 6 months.
20%? I thought it could have been more, but we'll take that, yes. No,
20% off your rego in keeping with what the community is enduring.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I've been interested in, Bill, while we're all talking about this sort of stuff. Everyone's had a minimum of 20% stripped out of their wage. Most people more, and a lot of people don't earn a wage at all in these times.
Yep, yep.
So I've been interested in what two groups of people will do with their fees.
Righto.
Private schools and golf clubs.
Yes, please. Private schools. What have they done, Jim?
Not a millimetre have they moved. Still will have the full amount out of your thanks. Even though your kids aren't attending the actual school itself, they're at home on a computer, we'll still take the full amount out of your direct debit every month. So
Jim,
that interests me.
Maybe we should send the private schools or any schools a invoice for the work that mums and dads are doing at home.
Fat, I'm telling you right now, you watch across the board, there will not be 1 cent deducted out of the fees from private schools. So that interests me. And golf clubs are the other one. Golf clubs are shut at the minute.
Yep.
So if you're a member of a golf club, you can't actually access the club because you're not allowed in there, but they'll still make sure that the fees stay exactly the same level. Anyway, I digress slightly, Fat. I'll get back to the traffic party. So there's that one. Social distancing doesn't extend to the road.
No.
So if you're one of these nimrods that insists on leaving a 50-metre gap between yourself and the car in front, you'll be fine.
Yes.
Bill, you don't need to sit that far back from the car in front. Right. There are less cars on the road anyway, so you're not in any danger. Drive properly is the message. Ban cyclists who wear Lycra.
Oh, no. There's cyclists Bill. Only wear Lycra.
Bill, nothing to do with the coronavirus. They just give everyone the shits.
Yes.
And the government can lower, while we're going through this crisis, Fat, the government can lower the tax on fuel. All right, get petrol to about a dollar.
Nearly is.
Because that is just absolute tax for tax's sake anyway. We're all doing it tough, so get the tax off the petrol. There you go. Righto. They are the current platforms of the traffic party.
Oh, well done, Jim.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
There it is. You got a lot of support, let me tell you. You should join Dan Andrews.
What do you mean? I've got my own party. He's in the Labor Party, Bill.
Yeah, just join him and stand up when, you know, you can stand a metre and a half from him when he does his daily coronavirus thing. You can do your traffic party, Jim.
Bill, mine's a completely separate party, and as you just heard there, I'm taking no prisoners.
Righto, good boy. Well done. I like it. I do like it.
Sard says, I've got you. Brewster's almost given up on him. Penetrating ball by Sard. Hurrah! Oh, yes. Stratt, what a mark. Yep. Oh, what a mark by Stratt, over Orazio.
Right.
Bill, I've got lots of footballers who I absolutely love, but this one's in the top category for me. He's as weird a unit as you've ever come across. He operates in a different stratosphere to nearly every other footballer, and somehow he's the captain of one of the club's biggest, the competition's biggest clubs in Hawthorn. I speak of Ben Stratton, who joins us. Strats, nice to speak to you.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. Cheers for those words, JB.
And three-time premiership player, of course, Strats. Mm-hmm. Jim, you forgot that. But where do we find you, Strats? Do you go back home to Busselton, or where are you, mate?
Nah, sort of tried to get back home, but had to sort out the three cats, so I headed down to Phillip Island instead.
Three cats. So they're with you, are they?
And they're...
Two of them are with us, and we left one in the city.
And they're real feral bastards too. They're not any purebred like mine, which I continually take up with Strats when I talk cats with him. But Bill, let me explain this.
Righto.
I love the fact that social distancing has become a factor in our society. You know why?
Why?
Because this man we're speaking to and my elder son Jonathan are best mates. And so what always used to happen when Jonathan was living at my house was that I'd go interstate to work, Strats had come straight around with about 20 of his half-wit mates, and then they would head up into my wardrobe, Bill. Strats had put my clothing on, take photos of himself with it on, and send it to... Ben, is anything I'm saying incorrect?
And chill out in the waterbeds you've got in every single room of the house from your sponsorship in the old days.
Oh, he's a good scammer, Strats, as you know. So he loves the waterbed. But why would you dress up on Jim's gear? I don't reckon it'd be that trendy, is it?
No, it was more the golf hats. But we got the cricket bats out and whatnot. So it was good fun.
Hey, any... Now tell us, yep. Are you surfing down at Phillip Island? Because I know that's a massive passion.
Yeah, I am. Only if there's one other person in the water, of course. So, yeah, I've been getting out a fair bit as well, doing some exercise and still being able to surf. So it's keeping me pretty sane at the moment.
And you got the wedding coming up, mate, 7th of November. How's all that going?
Yeah, it could be interesting if it goes ahead. Well, the wedding will go ahead regardless, but just the date obviously could change. But it could work in my favour because... There's talk of eloping and then just having a big party, so it could save me a bit of cash.
Well, I know, speaking of Jonathan, that he is in your bridal party, yeah. And that worries me enormously because I can't see him being of any value in any way, shape or form
coffee.
The day before it or after it. But the other thing, Strats, is do not let him anywhere near a microphone. If there's any speaking to be done, he's not your man.
No, he will not be partaking in any speaking on the night. I've made sure of that.
Yes, he hasn't. The fruit has fallen far from the tree.
He's got no clue.
Hey, what's going on with the Hawthorn boys? You're keeping in touch, Strats?
Yeah, had a little FaceTime with them all before. I think there's a lot of boys are taking off and trying to get out in the open spaces. Being cooped up in the city wouldn't be ideal, but a few puzzles going around with the boys. I don't know. Just keeping themselves amusing, I suppose, at the moment.
The Noble Boy beer. Oh. What's going on there, please?
Bought a few slabs down with me to the island. it's still ticking along. It's probably a nice time to have a beer company because everyone's stuck inside drinking. So it's not actually bad at the moment, but it's ticking along nicely.
And what about Clarko? Is he staying in touch? What's the coach? Because he would be right at the sharp end of getting his players to function even when they're not at the club. What's he saying to you?
I don't think he knows what it means. He's well and truly stuck in that mode still. But I think he'd be trying to get down to his little farm down the peninsula just to give himself some isolation. Very much still in footy mode and sort of how we can make this take this as an advantage rather than a disadvantage.
Yeah, spot on. You'd be doing that. Hey, I read with interest your mum, Mary, won a really good prize, an art prize. She's an artist.
Yeah, mum's an artist. She she's been doing that for a while now, and she just won one of WA's most prestigious art prizes, the Collie Art Award. So. Nice little 50K mum pocketed just in time for this sort of virus to come along. It's helped her enormously. So, yeah, very stoked and very proud. She's put in a lot of hard work, and it's paid off, finally.
And Stratch, you've stayed with the mullet sort of way longer than anyone thought it was socially acceptable. You've got rid of that. It's never going to return?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I could get a weird haircut in this self-isolation period. So who knows? Might come up with something new.
Oh, any more art on your body?
There is. It's a dancing cat. And what else was up the other day?
A dancing cat.
On a dancing horse.
A dancing horse and a dancing cat.
Yep. That's the latest too late still.
Jim, what's going on with your mate?
This is what happens. He and Jonathan get together, and like Jonathan's ended up with idiot fish. And what's the last one he had, Strat?
Oh, he's gone a bit too far, I'd say. Unfortunately.
That's your
he's
son,
Jim. He's right in.
Strats, he looks like a halfwit. That's what he looks like.
Well,
yeah, well, that's pretty standard.
Yeah, he's just like his dad.
He shops at an op shop, and he has weird ass tattoos on his body and a sunken chest.
Oh God!
Hey, look forward to getting you back on the footy field, mate. We're missing all footy players and all footy clubs. I bet you are too. But enjoy Phillip Island. We look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks, lads. Catch up.
It is the Rush Hour with James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. Don't forget you can listen to us, triplem.com.au.
Exactly, or the Triple M app, mm-hmm. or smart speaker. It's that easy.
Hey, Google.
That's it. There, it's been another good show. And we have the captains on, Beanie Stratton, of course, and Betty. I'm looking forward to that little doco on Betty and the Erebus team and her having a dart. Jimmy Boy, yep. some good news has come through that Gary Rowan and his wife have had a little girl, Sadie Rose. Brilliant. So well nice. Done to you. Gazza?
Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of captains, Rory Sloan on tomorrow and also Mick Molloy. Looking forward to chatting to those two on tomorrow's show. Speaking of kids, Bill, and this is a brand new one for Gary and one well done to him, but even the older kids, I say this to mine all the time. We've got a lot of time to say things at the moment because we're all in isolation, but yes. It'll be the same for you and Oscar and Slapsy and the girls. I say to them, you will never, ever forget. You'll be able to tell your kids in 40 years' time you lived through this. You live through supermarkets with no toilet paper, with no pasta, with people punching on in the most idiotic fashion because they're taking more than they should off supermarket shelves. I keep saying to them, in 20, 30 years' time, you will tell your kids that you were alive when this garbage was happening.
No, spot on. Where were you when?
Yeah.
I know. It's unthinkable that people could behave this way, but they are. It is quite simply staggering. So, while we're all isolating fat, something humorous.
All right.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I'm laughing at this one already.
Come
on. What's the difference between mashed potatoes and pea soup?
What?
Anyone can mash potatoes.
That's just stupid.
No, thank you. Oh, my God.
That's two from two, I think. No. We got any feedback from Grandma with the baby last night?
A little bit.
Did we?
Anyone can mash potatoes.
Well, no one. Not everyone can. Anyway.
Pea soup, Bill.
That's a finish,
That's the joke there.
Oh, no. We'll see you tomorrow, Jim. 6 p.m.
Oh, no.
I think we're on at 6:03 tomorrow.
Woo! Bam, boom, bam. Anyone can pee soup.
Bing, bang, bang, bang. You are king of your lawn.